Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rolling.
Hey, and welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. I'm Matt McAllister. Emily's here.
Hi.
Slow Joe.
Yo.
And today would be the Tuesday edition. Take a listen to who we had on today. Really interesting, by the way, because you've always probably wondered how much these family law attorneys are making while they're taking your checks. If you've ever had to go through that process, which I have, it's quite costly. Anyway, check this out. This was Share Your Salary Today, Laura.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Door Production Supervisor DJ is pulling in $82,000 a year. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Laura, who lives in Gig Harbor. Good morning, Laura. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Just trying to hang in there with all this coronavirus stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Laura. Well, by the way, Laura is a family law attorney. So we're going to put a minute on the clock, Laura. This is how Share Your Salary works. We'll ask you a bunch of questions, as many as we can, honestly, in that amount of time. When we're done, we'll play a three-minute song. We'll collect our thoughts. When we come back from that song, we will guess what we think you make. And then you're going to tell everybody, Laura, you're going to share your salary. Are you okay with all of that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, thanks for calling in, by the way. We're excited to talk to you and to find out more about being a family law attorney and, more to the point, how much money you're pulling in. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I got divorced. It wasn't cheap. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Emily, if you are ready, you can begin.
Is this your practice or are you a part of a bigger law firm?
It is my practice with my husband.
Where did you get your law degree?
I went to Valparaiso University in Indiana.
Woo!
How long have you been doing this?
4.5 years.
How would you say you primarily get your clients, Laura?
Word of mouth or referrals from former clients.
How many employees do you have?
There are 2 attorneys and 2 support staff.
What would you say you specialize in, or what kind of cases do you do most of the time?
So we don't have a specialty, but we do a lot of child custody and relocation.
Do any clients have you on a retainer? If so, how many?
We do. All of our family law clients pay a retainer, so right now about 62.
What is your bold negotiating power move?
I don't know that I have one.
How often do you have to go to court?
I am in court 5 days a week, generally on 2 to 3 calendars a day.
Wow. Has the coronavirus been good or bad for business?
Hard to say yet. My suspicion is that it's going to be good with the number of custody battles that are going to grow out of this.
I'm sorry, Emily. That is all the time we have here. But, Morning Wolfpack, if you want to jump in here, you know I love your guesses because I use one of them every single day. How much do you think Laura in Gig Harbor is making every year as a family law attorney? Go ahead and text that guess to 46150 right now. And the cool part is, if you can hang out with us for 3 minutes, listen to the song. When we come back, Laura will tell you. She's going to share her salary coming up next.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Laura. She lives in beautiful Gig Harbor, and she is a family law attorney. What else did we just learn, Emily?
Well, she's been doing this for 4.5 years. She's in a practice with her husband, and they have 2 support staff. She's in court 5 days a week, and she thinks Corona will help her business because of all the child custody that's probably going to come out of this with divorces.
Right, like in China. Okay, now we have more questions about all of that, but first let's get to the guessing part of it and find out how much money you make. So, Em, you're up first.
Okay, I think lawyers do well. Based on the fact that you have to split basically your salary in two with your husband, and you have to pay your support staff, I'm going to go with you making 120.
Pretty good guess there. I got a guess here. It's a text. Sarah from Marysville, thank you very much for taking the time to text it in to 46150. She's at 150, a little bit more. And yeah, based on what it cost me to get divorced, I'm sorry. I think she should probably make it $1 million. But anyway, there you go. 150. Slow Joe.
162.
Oh, wow. Jumping up. Hey, I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked. We all know attorneys do well. We've seen Suits. Okay, so without further ado, Laura, let us find out how much money you're making every year. What is the actual number? It's time to share your salary.
$146,000.
Oh, Sarah in Marysville.
Nice.
Nailed it. Nice text. Good to go with that. Okay, so Laura, congratulations, first of all. Not only do you make a nice living, but you survive working with your husband, so you're with him 24/7 every single day. Great job on that.
Oh, yeah.
So you said relocation. What exactly does that mean?
So when parents want to move to another state or another county with their kids, they have to file a motion to relocate. So it usually results in either a trial or a mediation in order for the parent to relocate with the child.
Did you meet your husband in law school and decide you were going to do this practice? Or how did it come about that you're in practice together?
Sure. So I met him in law school, and when we moved out here, we got married about 2 years ago, and we actually just went into practice together about 6 months ago.
Is it shocking still how ugly people can be to each other when they get divorced, or are you used to it?
I am not too shocked by it, but I also do a little bit of criminal law, so I would say that what comes out of divorces and child custody is not as difficult sometimes as what I've seen in criminal law or juvenile dependencies.
Ooh. Well, that's always a good perspective. Well, yeah. It's bad, but it's not as bad as...
Not as bad as murder.
Yeah. You don't have a restraining order yet, so there you go. Well, Laura, listen, we really appreciate you checking in. Thanks for being a part of Share Your Salary, and most importantly, for listening to the Morning Wolf Pack. You know, we love you.
All right. Thank you.
Well, it makes perfect sense. Trust me, I've gone through it. If you're going to get a divorce and you haven't yet, expect one terrible year. It's one bad year, calendar year, and expect to be out quite a bit of money if you don't. If you can't handle it in a mediated sort of a civil way, if it comes down to attorneys and you're fighting over pots and pans and God forbid there's kids,
a couple decades of financial strain.
Oh, I think I've got four more on the clock, three or four more years.
Still?
Oh, dude, it's been going on forever.
Seems like
I just remember the guy who called in who said, remember, it's cheaper to keep her.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It's a great line. So anywho, let's talk a little bit about that. Let's talk about marriage.
Okay.
And we talked about it on the show a lot today because people in our neck of the woods who are quarantined now and people can't go to work and people are working from home, pretty much everybody, are now spending quite a bit more time with their significant other than ever before. Slow Joe, you're in the same boat because unfortunately your wife Sophie is now out of work.
Like, yeah.
It's really bad.
Yeah, her salon had to close down yesterday. I mean, it was just, you know, nothing unique about it. This is what most people are dealing with, especially like, you know, double income families where both, you know, people have to work.
But I would say your situation is infinitely more stressful because a lot of people are choosing to work from home or they're getting paid to work remotely.
Yeah.
Your wife is not getting paid anymore.
No,
so there's a stress of that.
But I don't think that's unique either. I think there's just especially, you know, people that like, you know, listen to our show. I think a majority of those people are working hourly wage jobs.
No,
like Sophie is in service industry. So certainly not garnering or begging for any sympathy here because everybody else is going through it and whatever they've already made unemployment available. She's not unemployed technically. She still has a job, but she's just not getting paid because she's not working any hours. So the governor said that they were going to implement a system where you could get unemployment benefits if you're temporarily out of work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's new. That's not something that they've ever done before. And there's also a lot of other ways that they're trying to figure out how to deal with this. Because basically, if people all of a sudden can't pay rent and can't do this and that and the other thing, which is a situation a lot of people are going to be in, it's a economic collapse, you know? Like, so they have to put measures into place to prevent that, like they're doing in other countries.
I wonder if there's a charity for hairdressers. I saw a charity. It was like a union of bartenders, but it was a charity that you could apply for financial help. And I wonder if that if there's one for hairdressers as well. It might be worth at least Googling.
Maybe. And I don't know. Like, if this stretched on for 6 months, you know, we'll be fine through, you know, the end of next month, probably, you know, in terms of just paying rent and paying bills and all that kind of stuff. I think by that time, it's going to be a national crisis that everybody else is in the same boat that we are in the entire country. And if you look at countries like France, they've suspended rent, suspended utility payments. Like, all that stuff is basically on pause because nobody can, you know, they can't afford to just have everybody, you know, become homeless all of a sudden. You know what I mean? It would just destroy your economy. So,
God, yeah,
it's weird, but it's also, you know, I'm not freaking out yet.
Yeah, you seem surprisingly chipper considering the stress that awaits you when you get home probably today.
Well, she's fine too. She gets it. Like I said, like, so many people are dealing with this. It's not like we're not.
Well, luckily you have a paycheck.
Yeah, I got a paycheck. We're going to be able to eat. You know, we're not. She's better about saving money than I am, certainly. So I'm sure she's got something tucked away that I don't know about because, you know, that's probably a smart way to play it. The weirdest thing for us is going to be her being at home 24 hours a day, or at least like every day, just being off, because we're used to working basically opposite schedules. And up until recently, we saw each other, I think Sunday was the only day we had all day together, and we hung out a little bit Saturday night and then Sunday.
I remember it was like two ships passing in the night. Like, totally. You barely saw each other.
Oh yeah, and then all of a sudden that salon she worked for 12 years closed down, so she starts at this other one where she gets all of a sudden Wednesdays off. So it was like, wow. My wife's home and it's Wednesday and like, I'm just not used to that. And so, and then she starts getting some Saturdays off, which is awesome. Those are great. And I'm actually really looking forward to that because we can do whatever on the weekends now, you know, we can go road trip or whatever, at least for the time being. But yeah, it's going to be interesting because the situation has been exactly the opposite. When we were unemployed for 9 months, I was always home. She went to work, so she could get away from me a little bit, but I had my time alone, but she always had to come back and, you know, deal with me being there. So now it's the opposite, and we just live in such a tiny space. It's going to be interesting. Like, I tested it out. I tested the waters a little bit yesterday. I'm like, you know what, babe? I'm going to go play a video game for a while. I've got this little nook where I've got like a computer studio set up, and I can play games over there, and she can do whatever. And that worked. You know, that's normally something I always do. Like, we spend such little time together up to this point that whenever she's home, I don't do anything else. Like, we're just hanging out. So now it's going to be like, all right, we're very, very independent people, and we need like our own space or we'll go crazy. So we're going to have to figure out a way to allow each other to keep that.
Have you thought about recommending her go get a job at the grocery store?
No, I haven't.
Hey, like, I'd love to see her at my Fred Meyer.
Hey, yeah,
I would.
Why not? So again, like, she's, you know, I don't know. She said yesterday, she's like, yeah, I think I just need a couple new hobbies, you know, keep myself occupied for a while.
Sure, yeah, pick up a new instrument or something.
Yeah,
timeout room.
Oh, she had a plan yesterday. She's like, I think I'm going to replace this piece of furniture. She had the whole house. I'm like,
you know what's funny about that?
Maybe not spend money.
Yeah.
Well, Vanessa started doing the same thing. Started doing like her spring refreshing and running around. And it, honestly, I'm at the point where, because she can shop real cheap, like Target and whatever, but I'm like, I mean, you need something to keep your brain occupied.
Yeah.
Well, you remember Charlie, the one we talked to in quarantine, she came up with crafts, and she macrame-made these plant holders and actually started selling them. Huh. So she made money on quarantine.
Side hustle.
Yeah, if your craft or whatever ends up making you money.
She's a knitter. She's
Here's going to be the hard part for you, because I've lived this before. Yeah. In the 9 months when we were unemployed, it's, you know, there's something about an empty house. And even when Vanessa gets it, which is very rare now, especially since they shut down all the schools and pre-Ks, like she's got Jude 24/7 and the big kids too. But there's just something about having an empty house that's so nice. And I used to celebrate it with like pizza and beer and a movie real loud and whatever. And when you don't get that, like, it's hard. It's hard to explain to the other person, like, hey, I'm just used to having a little bit of me time.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And so
You know what you need?
Huh?
You need a bike. Because I always have a full house, but I always get my me time because I can go ride.
You know, she's actually got a fixed gear bike that's like,
love the fix. Have her come to fixie night, you know, Thursdays.
I don't know that I could get anywhere on the hills that we sit right in the middle of. So it's either down or up, but one way or the other, it's going to be brutal.
Fixie's not easy in downtown. I'll tell you that right now. It's a grind.
She's never ridden it. We don't even know if it's still there. Bikes get stolen from our little bike like rack in our building all the time. We haven't checked. expected a couple months, so it's probably gone.
Oh, okay. Well, there goes that idea. Well, you know, it's going to be interesting, and you it's like, you know, taking a long road trip together. You guys will really figure the ins and outs.
Yeah.
You know what? It'll be fine. It's funny because we haven't done it to talk about like what a disaster it might be. It won't be. It'll be fine. But
it'll be awesome.
Yeah, it will be awesome. In fact, I think we can take advantage of it in ways that we haven't been able to at this
Absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely.
So a little Corona baby.
Yeah. Well, my plan. Okay. Here's the baby plan.
I didn't know there was a plan.
Well, there's not really a plan. But I didn't want her to get pregnant before we go to Amsterdam in July. But.
Uh-oh.
I don't even know if that's happening now. I mean, that's going to be in serious jeopardy. There's no telling where we're going to be in July. So we'll
maybe
see.
It's baby on. Yeah, lots of time to practice. Dang. So I read probably the scariest thing I've ever read coronavirus related today. And this is happening in Spain and in Italy. They're now not allowing those guys to even go on bike rides.
Oh, yeah.
And unless you have like professional cyclists and they all live over there, unless you're training for the Olympics or you're on a professional team, you're getting paid. That's your job.
Right.
They give you a certified letter from the government that says you are allowed to ride your bike. But even with that letter, like they don't ride around holding the letter.
Right. I taped it to my back.
Yeah. Cars are pulling up and like hassling them and yelling at them and throwing crap at them and running them off the road. Literally, the government is saying you cannot take a bike ride.
Yeah.
Which if you look around, and Emily, you mentioned this before, that Andrew, your boyfriend, lives next to a trail, and all of a sudden the trail is packed because people have time. They're outside. Yeah. It's amazing. To me, that's where you ought to be.
Well, luckily, our government is still saying, go outside, go for a walk. As long as you don't go as far as needing a public restroom, like don't go that far, go outside. So,
yeah, the scary thing, and this has kind of been like, we are pacing exactly like 11 to 14 days behind Italy. And so everybody keeps saying like, hey, whatever's happening in Italy, just that's where we'll be in 11 to 14 days.
You mean no bike ride?
Well, you do have your indoor bike, right?
Oh, yeah. I do.
I mean, I know you'd be miserable.
There's nothing worse. It's okay when it's raining, to be honest, but when you look out and see the sun, you're like, oh.
Could you put on just a screen in front of you of a trail?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Outdoor?
Well, I watch bike races. They have actual virtual races that you can do.
You're not going to get away probably if it comes to that. And then you can only be like, that's basically what they're doing in Italy. You have to have a car. That says like I'm going to work or whatever, and here's where I go, and that's my reason for being out on the street right now. So if that became the case, you're kind of out. You can get to like some kind of backwoods roads pretty easily. So I think you'd be fine. I don't think they're gonna be patrolling.
It's
like
not the police that you have to worry about though. It sounds like
it's the people. Yeah. Like if some socially conscious citizen could run me over in a truck.
Well, they're trying to do that anyway without the coronavirus.
Bike riding is the least of anybody's worries right now, really. And it comes to like you we were talking about before, paying rent.
Yep.
Paying being able to buy food.
Yeah.
It comes down to the basics and healthy people. So yeah, all that stuff, it just becomes less important to other people, maybe not to me.
Well, I saw, and I guess I'm late to the game on this, but you know, we were talking about how sports have been canceled but professional, you know, you keep going. NCAA has just said that anyone who is a spring sport athlete gets another year of eligibility because they're not going to have a senior year. Now, as far as we know right now, it hasn't applied to winter sports. So like the basketball and the gymnastics and stuff, they just missed the end of their year. So I don't know that they'll get another year of eligibility, but like the baseball players, the softball players, all of them are going to get another year of eligibility, which is cool. I mean,
very cool. And on the bright side, I did read somewhere this morning that the cases, it looks like in China, it's taken a downturn, which means, you know, it's first in, first out. So it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel right now, but maybe there is one.
And I do agree that that's great news, but also the measures that they took to contain in China were pretty severe, and that's what they're doing everywhere else.
Yeah, they're not dragging people out of their apartments here.
But they did change the laws about eating wild animals and stuff, so that helps. I don't know.
Yeah, but nobody's abiding by it. I've been reading that too. You're not supposed to, but like, they're doing it.
Just get them to stop eating bats. Yeah. I think let's just start with bats. Sure. Maybe we can eradicate bats and we'll just fix the problem for them. If they're too tempting to eat a bat, man.
I guess,
man. Maybe we just, you know, get rid of the bats. All right, listen, we love you guys. Thanks for checking out our podcast. Tomorrow we are back. If memory serves, we're talking to union laborer Zane.
Billy Zane.
So that'll be tomorrow. A union laborer. We'll find out what he does, how much he makes tomorrow. Come on back to us. We love you guys. We'll see you then.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.